Phileas Fogg prepared himself to run towards the fire in a final effort to save Mrs. Aouda, when suddenly a terrified cry came from the crowd. Her husband was not dead. He stood up in the flames, took his wife in his hands, and ran in the opposite direction to the crowd. It was not difficult to imagine Phileas Fogg's surprise when he later discovered that the woman's husband was Passepartout. A few moments later, our heroes disappeared into the forest with their new travelling companion, followed by the angry guards. Mrs. Aouda slowly started to wake up when they reached the station at Allahabad. Phileas Fogg thanked his guide for his loyalty and gave him the elephant. For a young guide, an elephant like Kiauni was a big present. He could make a lot more money now that he had his own elephant. He was very happy and continued to thank Mr. Fogg and the others until they left. On the train to Calcutta, Phileas Fogg and Passepartout told Mrs. Aouda all about their adventure. Mrs. Aouda couldn't believe it. These men risked their lives for her. At 7 o'clock, they arrived in Calcutta. The ship for Hong Kong did not leave until 12 o'clock midday. Fortunately, they were still on time. Inspector Fix was also on his way to Hong Kong. How did he know they were there? How did he get there? That remains a mystery. But one thing was sure. Inspector Fix was determined to arrest Phileas Fogg, and he had a plan. He just had to wait a little longer. After the ship stopped for a short time in Singapore, it continued on its way to Hong Kong, where, on the morning of the 6th of November, a boat going to Yokohama in Japan was waiting for them.